Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. Today I'm very excited. I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Hope Sewer, and she is the founder, CEO of Hope's Chest Boutique. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Hope started in 2009 as a home-based business. The company was created in order to empower women to find their natural beauty with the assistance of high-quality bras and panties. Her focus is to care for your unique God-given beauty and encourage good health. A lady wearing a band size that is too large and the cup size too small leads to health. At Hope's Chest, Hope takes an educational approach and teaches her clients how to care for their breasts and bras. Hope's Chest Boutique opened in 2011 in Canyon Lake, California, with more than 85% of women in the world wearing the wrong bra size. You'll love the top brands of lingerie she carries in stock, with an extensive range of sizes from A to N cup and band sizes 28 to 46. She is a chestologist, certified in bra fitting, and knows how to cater to each lady's needs for breast care products. She specializes in breast cancer survivors, women that suffer from fibromyalgia, breast augmentation, breast reduction, well-endowed, itty-bitty, the everyday woman, athletes, and moms-to-be. The idea of Hope's Chest of helping women find the perfect bra came from Hope's own very brassiere-fitting experience some years ago. Many years ago, a local boutique introduced a bra specialist that encouraged her to try several bras based on her newfound measurements. To her surprise, her look and comfort level had an immediate impact, not only on her outer appearance, but also on her inner sexy self. Since then, she's studied the bra industry and culture of the brassiere and its proper fit and function in our everyday lives for 3.5 years. Before she started her business, her experience has not only brought new confidence into her own life, but it's what inspired her to launch Hope's Chest, which encompasses the very essence of women. It is also a place that will educate you and provide inspiration for your own unique beauty. She is always ready to help you with your personal fitting and measuring. Welcome, Hope. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. This is so exciting. I love sharing what I do with women and get this information out to everyone.
Well, I want to know what caused you to go into your business.
You had mentioned there that I went for bra fitting years ago, and you know, I'm going to be really honest. If that's okay, can I really be bold and honest with everything here?
That's good.
So I am 4'11", and I am naturally well-endowed. I call it homegrown, and so I am a 34K, and I had a problem finding bras that fit me. It seemed like when I was always being put into like a 36C or a 36D, and I was I was everywhere. So I went for that fitting, and Robbie, it was fascinating to find what it did for my figure. It made me look younger because my ladies were lifted. It made me look thinner. It gave me my confidence back, and it made me look like I had really great posture. So I fell in love with, matter of fact, I had two friends that were police officers because I had been gone for quite some time, about a week and a half, and they walked up to me and they said, did you lose weight? weight, and it was only a week and a half, and I went, no, and I knew right then and there, Robbie, I had to do this. And you had mentioned I spent 3.5 years researching the industry before I even launched the company. And so I should have my bachelor's in bra fitting, Robbie. So I knew I needed to do this. And I didn't know of any other stores in the area that did this. So I jumped forward, did that studying, and then launched it, and it's been going ever since.
That's great. What was the most difficult thing to find and figure out?
All the bra styles, who they were for, and it's not for every woman. Some women think, well, I love demi cups, or I love sports bras, or I love, sports bras. That's a whole different animal, because some women wear 2 or 3 sports bras just to keep themselves from moving all over the place. That just tells me they're not in a good sports bra. But it was hard to figure out the system and how to make the system work for, I'm going to call it a science to getting the proper fit, because of so many different sizes and so many ideas on how to get a fit, I had to come up with a system. And once I did, it was precision. It worked really well. And I loved it because I was able to bring results. And Robbie, I'll tell you what, women would come out of the changing room crying, hugging me, thanking me, telling me they felt better about themselves, their back felt better, their neck didn't hurt anymore, they didn't have any tingling in their arms and fingers and numbness. So it really made a big difference. So it's the system that was hard to figure out, and that's why it took so long to figure out the 3.5 years of studying the whole industry. So I talked to everybody, too. I went to bookstores. I went to industry specialists. I went to trade shows. I looked at fabrics. I looked at sewing patterns, et cetera. So it was hard to figure that out. But once I figured it out, like I said, it was really great.
So how many types of women do you help?
Well, you had mentioned that I helped, I've got my list here in front of me, because those are just a few that you had mentioned, but it's amazing how many women need my help. So I help breast cancer survivors, women that have had that have fibromyalgia, because that's all, everyone that I mentioned, by the way, it's all a very unique fit. Breast cancers are going to be completely different than – breast cancer survivors are going to be a uniquely different fit than somebody that's got fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is going to fit differently from somebody that's had a breast augmentation, so on and so forth. So breast reduction, women that are well endowed, and there's so many variations with that. The itty-bitty, I had a gestologist, Robbie, she was itty-bitty. And it was very, very difficult to find her bras because she was very tiny everywhere. But yet she wanted a great bra that would give her a good fit, because even the itty-bitty club, and that's not to insult anybody, that's just, I'm going to be playful with that and tasteful. It's so hard for them to find something that's going to complement their figure. And a lot of women with the itty-bitty, they don't feel like it's important to get a good fit because they don't think it's important. And here's the thing. The breast tissue, some of that can be muscle and some of it's fat. But you have ligaments and tendons at the top. And once they tear or pull or stretch, you can't get those back, where a muscle you can. So it's really, really important that women that are itty-bitty do get a fitting as well. So see, who else do I help? I help the everyday woman, athletes, because athletes, they've got to be in a really great bra in order to feel like they can really exercise to their max, because a lot of times you're not able to get a good workout because your arms are getting in the way. So athletes and mommies-to-be, a month before their due date, that's a good time to go and get a good support bra or a nursing bra. Also, we don't want to forget this, men that want to go shopping for their wives. I kind of give them some tricks and to the trade and figure out how we can get them something or a gift certificate. But that's always a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Why is the proper bra fitting so important?
Well, that good question, Robbie. When you're not in the right size bra, it can affect, and I've got a little statistic here that's really interesting. When you're not in the right size bra, it can affect your health. It can cause you tension headaches, neck aches, tingling down your arms, numbness in your arms, and tingling in your fingers. And it's very hard to move your hands and get that movement because you're using sometimes your straps to do the work. And when you're using the straps, Robbie, to do the work, guess what happens? You are letting all the straps do the work, and that's what's causing you the problem. So it's really important not to let those straps do that work. So the University of Texas Southwest Medical Center has a report that talks about frequent neck pains, which lead to headaches, nerve damage, and brachial plexus, which leads to, like I had mentioned, numbing in your fingers, tingling in your arms, and weakness in your arms and fingers. So it's very, very important because it can affect your health.
Wow. What is some of the big issues that women face in finding the right size bra?
Good question. So I'm gonna just share something that I feel is really important. It's really important to get a bra fitting every year. And the reason why is because of hormone changes, weight changes, stress, environment. My goodness, we're in C19 right now. I know a lot of women have been complaining about gaining a little weight. Well, that's going to make your bra feel really, really, really uncomfortable. Which is going to make you want to take that bra off when you're driving home in the car. And I've done it before where I've just said, I'm done with this bra. Of course, years ago, I did that. It's kind of funny that you asked me that today. I was having a conference with a coach, and I was like, what's digging on my back? Because I have access to bras. I must have grabbed a new bra, and I had the tag sitting and digging into me, but that's just a side note. But it's really important when you're to use your birthday date to get a new fitting because of hormone changes, like I mentioned, weight changes, stress, environment, and you just never know. Your body does change, by the way, Robbie, about 100 times in your lifetime. And so that means your body, I know, it changes all the time, especially for women. And if you are wearing the wrong size bra, going back to the ill-fitted bra and what it causes, 85, and by the way, I know you said 80 because that's something that I had written down, but it truly is 85 to 95% of women are in the wrong size bra. And when you're in the wrong size bra, it confines you. It confines your movement. It's discomforting, and it's uncomfortable, and it's annoying. I mean, haven't you ever had a bra where you're like going, this thing's digging in my side. My breasts are falling out. They're underneath my armpit because your breast tissue goes all the way underneath your armpits, go all the way back, almost towards your back. A lot of women don't realize that. That's breast tissue. And so the things that I find that women need to know about is go and get the right size cup, go and get the right size band. If you have those two things down, you are going to be better off. That means your whole entire breast needs to be completely encapsulated. And that means the whole entire breast is pulled forward and the whole entire breast is in that cup. You want to make sure that you're using that very first iron hook to clip in your snaps. That's the first one. When you get to the second one, because it starts getting looser, it's no longer a new bra. By the way, bras only last 150 to 160 wears, so that's about 4 months. And I know a lot of women go, what, only 4 months? Yeah, they get tired and stretched out. They're just like a rubber band, Robbie. So a rubber band, you keep pulling on it, right? It completely will give at one point or another, right? So making sure that band and that cup size are number one. That's the thing you need to work on first. Once you hit that second iron hook, Robbie, you know you have about another month left before that bra is no longer giving you the proper support. It's not a throwaway bra, but it is one of those where it's like starting to say, I'm tired. I've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
So.
So do a lot of women complain about back problems? I know I used to have them before I had, then I had breast cancer and, you know, I had a reduction. So, and I had one of the breasts removed. So it stopped for me, but I remember years ago I had a lot of problems with that.
Yeah. You know, I have a cute little story of this gal. She ended up being my bookkeeper, by the way. So the backstory there is, she was going to a chiropractor. Now, this is not for every woman, but it does help. She came in and she said to me, I was seeing a chiropractor, and the chiropractor said, you know what, I keep helping you, but it seems like you're not able to get your back issues resolved, so I'm thinking you might need to go in and get a bra fitting. And she went, oh, okay, fine. So she told me this, and I said, well, let's give it a shot. Well, I knew she was going to get results. And we got her in, and she came out just thrilled. She goes, you know, I feel like my back posture is up and down. I feel like the pain's no longer there. I feel like my shoulders aren't tensed up, and my neck's not feeling as painful. So that was one of the things that she was thrilled with. She became such a believer. She begged to work for me to do my books because she wanted to support me, right? I also had another gal that came in from, she was a secret shopper. And she came in, she was this cute little thing, and she goes, I'm here for a bra fitting. And I said, okay, fill out this form. And we got all of the questions out of the way. And I went in and I did the fitting and got some bras for her, and she walked out with a bag full of bras. But she was standing there at the cash register, and she says to me, Robbie, she goes, I'm a secret shopper. And I went, okay. And she said, you know, I work for Victoria's Secrets, and I'm really pretty angry right now. And I said, oh, okay, I'm kind of flattered that they're coming to check me out. And she goes, well, they had me in a 38D, and I'm leaving here a 32H, and I feel completely supported. So it's amazing. And to her back, she says, was giving her problems. And, you know, yes, women do complain about back problems and neck problems because of being ill-fitted. And it's so, again, going back to 85 to 95% of women, Robbie, are in the wrong size bra, and it's so important to get a good fit.
Women's bodies change a lot. What do you recommend because of changes?
Well, first of all, exercise. That's always right. That's always a good thing to do. What I find women doing is telling me that they get a lot of back fat underneath their armpit, but they don't realize that that is boobage. But push-ups are really good because that helps firm up that muscle. Or, wall, you know, those wall push-ups where you just stand against arm's length and you just push yourself up and down. That is going to build up that muscle there as well. And I do know that your bodies do change, and that's why I say it's recommended. Go once a year. Use your birthday as the date to remind you to go get that bra fitting. Because of hormonal changes, weight changes, seasons. I forgot to mention that. Seasons, you know, summer versus winter, autumn and spring, your body carries weight or, you know, you lose water. So you keep water on or you lose water. And I know that that's really one of the things that causes the bra to not feel very well, very, very fit. So put that into consideration, too. I always tell women, make sure that those that are having their menstrual cycles, if you're having a menstrual cycle, come in and get a fitting at that time. That way I know because, you know, women's breasts get a little bit larger when they're on their menstrual cycle. So I want to get them fitted in that. Now, here's another thing. Most women have one breast larger than the other, and I've had women just crack up. They're like, I never even noticed it, because they'll have a bra on them and they'll go, there's a little gapping here. I said, yep, because the other one's completely filled up. So it's interesting. And here's another thing that I really want to make sure that people know about bras. Every bra is hand sewn, Robbie. And when they're hand sewn, that means they're going to be different. Every bra, if you have somebody that's tall, short, heavy set, tiny, detailed sewer, non-detailed, fast, slow, those are all different variations. And guess what? Every bra is going to fit different. I had a bra come in, and I had a white one, and I got another white one. One fit me, same bra. Same style, same bra, same color, same size. One fit, the other one didn't. Isn't that interesting? That's like jeans. That's like swimsuits. That's like, it's interesting. But that's one of those things that you don't realize, oh, my gosh, they're hand-sewn. Well, how else are they made? But we don't think about it, right, because they're on the shelf and ready for us to use. So that is something you need to put into consideration, that when you get a bra, it might be different. You might order the same bra, and it might fit differently. So I always tell women, there's over 23 different style bras. And because of that, I think there was a question that you asked me earlier, 23 different bra styles, and not every bra is for every woman. And if I like Demi, and Demi works for me, that's great. But I also could love Demi, and a Demi doesn't work for me because I've lost volume at the top. And if you've lost volume at the top, then you need to use wear a Demi cup. So I'm only talking about one bra. Some women need side slings. Some women need 3, 4, 5-part bras. That's a whole nother discussion and how the fit really is accommodating and better. Cut and sewn and lace is always better than a flat fabric. So anyways, I kind of went on a tangent. Go ahead and ask away.
A lot of women are concerned about having bras that don't show any nipple edge. What are some solutions?
So sometimes women don't want to have that nipplage come out, especially if you're going in hot and cold weather. And you want to make sure that you have something inside that cup, even if you're wearing a what we call a contour bra or a T-shirt bra. If your breast is completely encapsulated, your nipple will not show. because there's nowhere for it to go. But if you're an ill-fitted bra, Robbie, the nipplage is going to show.
That's interesting. I wondered what that was all about. Learn something new. How do you really put a bra on correctly?
I always tell my clients, put it on backwards. So you put it on backwards and snap it up front. You don't put the bra down, though. You want to keep the bra up like you're going to be wearing it right side up in the back. And you use your underwire. You pull the underwire, if you have underwire, not you only pull by the underwire. You don't pull on the where you know how you wear a bra and sometimes those little the boning comes out. It tears out of that fabric because that's felt. Felt isn't that strong. It's soft, but it's not that strong, so it will tear. So pull only on the underwire or down where the underwire would be, even if you're wearing a soft cup.
So tell us, say somebody is coming in to shop. First off, how can they get in touch with you? And if they're coming in for the first time, how do you work with your clients?
Great question. So we are virtual now. We just launched, and all you have to do is visit www.hopeschest.com. And once you go on that site, it's a $25 fitting, and that secures your appointment time, so you get a chestologist like myself. And we send you a link, and you're going to fill out all of those questions, and you're going to do the sizing. It gives you very precision, simple steps to measure and how to do it. And once you send that in, we evaluate it, and then we set up that one-on-one virtual meeting, whether it's Zoom or it's GoToMeeting, but we've got a system for that. And once we talk to you virtually, we kind of go over some of your measurements, making sure it's all correct, and then we make some suggestions. And all women are thrilled when they get a chance to talk to a chestologist. And, it's pretty exciting, and we're getting ready to launch this nationwide. So we're going nationwide, and I will eventually be bringing on other chestologists at the Chestology University and training them up on a great trade to help women get in the right size bra, because it's so important.
Yeah, it really is. Let me ask you this. Sometimes people that have had breast cancer, they come out starting to wear a prosthesis. So do you also have the bras that, you know, say they're only wearing it on one side that helps them, that they can implant that? Or
absolutely. We have prosthesis. We can order them. Our chestologists are trained. We like to really make sure that there's a technique in the product that we fit our clients with. And I know that if you're in a hot region, we really want to get you in something that's going to keep you cool, because it can be really, this can be hot and heavy. And and if you're in a cold region, we want to get you in something that's going to keep you a little on the warmer side. But we, you know, there's a lot of plastic surgery going on, you know, shortly after breast cancer. If they do have to have a mastectomy, they're doing expansions pretty rapidly. So that's not as known as well. But if you have any questions, please have them call me. My number is 714-797-9996. That's my cell phone. That's my personal cell phone. I love to help women out, get this information into the hands of people. And, yeah, I love what I do. I love my women. I love my girls.
Well, Hope, it's been wonderful having you on the show. We're at the end of the time, but a lot of great information. And once the show is live, after it's done, like we're almost done, then it becomes archived and people can listen to it anywhere in the world at any time it's convenient for them. So thank you so much for being a guest today. I really enjoyed having you.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this as well.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.